The D-Day invasion of June 6, 1944 marked the turning point of the war in the West. It was the largest amphibious military operation in history. And after bitter fighting in Normandy, the Allies would break out from the beachheads out of Normandy, and Paris was liberated in August, German forces being driven from France. In December of 1944, the Germans would launch one last major offensive in the West, coming through the Ardennes once again, as they had done in 1940. They broke through Allied lines. They came perilously close to reaching their objective of trying to break through to Antwerp, but Allied forces, American forces in particular, held in what came to be known as the Battle of the Bulge from the middle of December to early January 1945. It proved to be a terrific defeat for the Germans, their last gasp in the West. Early in the new year, Allied forces, American and British, crossed the Rhine, Americans at Remagen, and the Allies began their push from the West into Germany. In June of 1944, the Russians also launched a major offensive against Army Group Center, the German army in the center of the Eastern Front, destroying virtually all of that large German military force, and began a drive that now, like an arrow pointing directly at the bunker in Berlin, was centered on the German capital. The liberation of Eastern Europe by the Red Army was at hand. With the Russian advance, signs of stress began to emerge in the anti-German alliance, stresses that would lead, as we will see, to the Cold War after hostilities concluded in 1945. There was a growing conviction in the West in the spring of 1945 that perhaps Anglo-American forces should race to Berlin to beat the Russians to Berlin. But General Dwight Eisenhower, the American commander of all Allied forces in the West, refused, leaving Berlin to the Russians. As he pointed out over and over again, the zones of occupation for Germany and Berlin had already been agreed upon at the Yalta Conference, we'll talk about in our next lecture, in February of 1945, and he was not going to waste American and British lives, French lives, Polish lives, in this Western Allied force, racing the Russians to Berlin, only then to turn the city back over to the Russians. And indeed, the Russians, who began their offensive for Berlin in April, would suffer massive casualties in this last major battle of the war in Europe. By April 25th, the Russians had reached Berlin, and street-by-street fighting began. On April 30th, 1945, Adolf Hitler committed suicide in his bunker underneath the Reich Chancellery. The Russians were no more than a block away. Hitler's political testament revealed the depth of his hatred, the depth of his bitterness, the depth of his ideological obsessions. It is not true, he wrote just before he committed suicide, that I or anyone else in Germany wanted war in 1939. It was desired and provoked exclusively by those international statesmen who were either of Jewish ancestry or who worked for Jewish interests. Centuries may pass, but out of the ruins of our cities and cultural monuments, hatred will again arise against that people who are ultimately responsible for our misery, international Jewry and its accomplices. Hitler's death on April 30th, 1945, would signal the end of the war in Europe, the fall of Berlin to Russian troops. Surrender would come at the end of the first week of May, VE Day, May 8th, 1945. As Europeans looked around at their continent, at their civilization, in the spring of 1945, they saw a scene of utter desolation. 55 million people died between 1939 and 1945 in the Second World War in Asia and in Europe. 22 million Russians were killed in the fighting in the Second World War, a point, I think, of considerable importance as we think about the unfolding of the Cold War that would follow. Almost 6 million Germans, 6 to 8 million Jews. The destruction of European cities on a scale unimaginable to Europeans, even after the horrors of the First War. Paris and Rome had been spared, but London, Berlin, Dresden, Caen, Warsaw, the center of Rotterdam, countless others had been destroyed. Refugees flooded into Western Europe from the devastated areas. Millions more would simply vanish in these flights of refugees, die in transit, moving from west to east. The most destructive war in human history was at an end. But another, the Cold War, was about to take its place. At the conclusion of hostilities in May of 1945, two great military forces, allies until this point, stood facing one another across the devastated continent.